Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo! It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Somewhat normal edition. The Phillies win a series. They won five straight before losing yesterday. Showed a little fight in a... Who would have thunk it, Jack, that in a 4-0 game in Colorado, losing 4-0 at the time, that the Philadelphia Phillies would show more fight in that game in that moment than the Philadelphia 76ers in a Game 7 of the playoffs? Go Phillies, man. All you loser Sixers people, like, not that I'm a Sixers person, I'm saying, like, the Sixers are losers. The people are not. Come aboard, baby. Come aboard to a real team that has actually won games in the playoffs, that actually shows a little fight, that actually has a real MVP on their team. How you doing, pal? Good morning.
Well, yeah, the Phillies definitely have never, ever let us down. So
never.
That seems like a good way to kind of this one out. The Phillies... If you never followed the Phillies before, just know that they are definitely not the losingest team
They're
in the
winners.
History of baseball.
Winners. Yep. I mean, it is funny, though, you know, when you know the Phillies, again, they had a decade plus of sadness that we were, you know, living through and talking about and all that. But they did. The last year, they had a freaking run, and they didn't win the World Series. But at least they freaking got there, man. Like, people talk about this Sixers team like they're anything close to that Phillies team last year. It's the second round of the playoffs again. Anyway.
How you handling it? Honestly, the damper of it is that, like, I'm honestly surprised at myself. I usually know how I'm going to react.
Ooh, I like this. Yes.
I'm very surprised at how down I am about this.
Really?
And it's actually, like, the Phillies took 2 of 3. I thought they played great baseball.
Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday was sloppy, and it
Didn't
wasn't
watch.
A great game. Yeah,
like,
they... Okay, so I 2 TVs perfectly came in. You might not know that I have 2 TVs. They were sloppy yesterday. It was just like they didn't really show up. Kyle Freeland just kind of shut them down, and it wasn't great. But you know what?
It didn't
they
happen.
Had won five straight. You know, it happens in baseball.
In my opinion, Sunday didn't happen. Like,
it's
just
good.
Just being,
other than Bryce showing fire,
other than
fighting, knock Jake Bird out.
Well, Jake Bird's a loser.
Totally.
I mean, that is one of the most loser things I think.
Oh, it was such a loser
it's
move.
Like Bryce was like, "Are you?"
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Anyway.
Also, I love that you're a loser organization. Just great.
Well,
stuff,
yeah, right? He was like
just great
pretty
stuff.
Fired up.
He went
well,
at it.
Well, and the thing that kind of the underlying thing about that is that, like, Chris Bryant is one of his best friends.
I was blown away by it. I was like, isn't that, like, that dude's like your best friend, right? Like, and he's on the other team.
Well, he brought his best friend. I don't know. He's got a lot of best friends, Bryce.
He does. You
know,
Bryce, like, makes friends.
JT
yes.
was his best friend.
Yes.
Trey is his best friend.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, but yeah, like, and I got screwed yesterday with the Sixers because, like, I had to go to my parents' house, and then I had to go to my in-laws' house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, usually, obviously, if I was at home, I'd have my computer, and be able to watch both. So I got...
That's tough.
It was annoying.
It was a bad day for all that to go down.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff going on that I missed.
Especially your first... Hey, shout out Jill first, Mother's Day.
Yep.
That's pretty fun.
It was great. It was good. And the Sixers ruined it, but...
Yeah, they did.
But, yeah, like...
They really did.
You know, I'll get there. I'm just saying, like, I'm shocked at how down I am about the Sixers. And it is dampering my view on the Phillies. So I don't want to make this about the Sixers and letting... The Phillies played a good, solid weekend of baseball. And they've played solid baseball ever since they took a pretty big step back with the Dodgers series and whatever. And I think the fight, quote-unquote, yesterday with Bryce Harper, like, we are seeing the evolution of Bryce Harper great young player, face of the league, to kind of forgotten about in a way. To now being, like, leader guy.
And while becoming face of the league again, too. Let's not forget. Like, part of one of the faces of the league. Again.
I mean, yeah. He came back, and there was a whole thing on MLB Network about
absolutely.
Him. Like, and there's a part of me that is like, hey, man, that's really dumb Like, you are coming off. Like,
yeah, you could get suspended for a game or two
No.
He could have torn it. Fight.
Yeah, no, he could have torn the elbow again. Like, he's totally pushing and punching.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, very dumb. Yes.
Like,
great
you have been back for a week, man.
Yes.
Like, you don't even know. It's Jake Bird. He's a loser.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? That was my first reaction.
Yeah.
But then I saw, like, he was the first one there.
Yep.
And he was the first one to say, hey, no, you don't do that to us.
To us. And it was a team thing. And he said it after. He's like, you don't come at us.
And he's never really done that. He's never done that.
I loved it.
And I think that is a really, and especially because Reese is not here.
Yeah. We talked a lot about the kind of void of leadership with Reese going down.
Reese is usually the guy that's on the first step, looking to always, you know, if you
get into it.
Get into it if you need to. And I think that Bryce now is just fully embracing being like, I'm a Philly. And these are my guys. And Schwarber is right behind them.
JT ran right out. Taiwan Walker's right out. Stott's running over. Walker was the second guy.
I think he's the one out.
Yeah, it was Harper, Romuto, Taiwan. Stott's at first base runs over. Yeah. Like, I'm with you, dude. I think it was really important because especially how many times we talked about that, like, naturally, like, if you could choose, if we could say, all right, who would we like to be the leader of this team? Like, Bryce is the guy. He's Bryce freaking Harper. Like, they're going to look to him anyway. If he can take on that leadership type stuff, it changes everything from that perspective.
It was a very important fight.
I agree with you.
And it feels like a turning point. Not a turning point. It feels like a part of the evolution of Bryce Harper as a Philly.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that he's, like, gets that worked up about a nondescript loser relief pitcher for the Rockies of all organizations,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, I'm gonna get in your face and we're gonna do this right now. It was he's been our guy, but it was like, that's our guy.
Totally. And look, I know I joked about it at the beginning, but it was happening at the same time. Like, as someone who does have the two TVs, like, in that moment, I'm watching in a 4-0 game, Bryce Harper losing his mind, to your point, on a guy who will be bagging groceries in a month, to quote Major League, you know, a nobody. And Harper's losing it. And on the other TV, I see it, Harden and Embiid just, like, not even caring about a game 7, like, not showing up. And it was a dichotomy to me where I was like, that guy, like, that's the guy who's going to win in this city. That's the guy who's going to lead people somewhere. Like, and it was awesome to watch. Not to mention, by the way, the fact that, oh, just don't need spring training, come back from Tommy John surgery in record time. He's batting like 350 or whatever. Like, no big deal.
Well, and I think it's going to be important. And I think that's part of the reason why they've turned this around is Bryce being back. And remember the first game they lost, he said, unacceptable.
Yep.
And, like, it wasn't like, you know, I'm back, we'll see. Like, I'm getting over it. I love him so much. It took me 5 minutes, but I'm getting over it.
You should.
I'm over it.
Because care about real winners.
Because Bryce Harper's he is a winner.
Yeah.
And I think that him setting the tone from Jump Street of, like, unacceptable, we gotta start winning now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that kind of stuff obviously resonates in the clubhouse, mm-hmm. and really resonates with the fans here. And like, that's all we can ask for. Like, instead of being like Embiid last night saying, I need more help, you know, rather than be like, hey, I was
horrible tonight. When he's quoting it, like, making fun of the Giannis quotes, like, bro, you lost.
I know.
Like, you loser. Like, you're such a loser. You know what that guy has? A freaking title.
And 50
like,
in a closeout.
And 50 in a closeout game and multiple MVPs and all that. Like, it's just like, it drives me crazy.
We're not taking a step back.
Bryce has never once done that. Never once. Like, from the moment this guy got here, and yes, you know, if you want to say he's well coached, sure, whatever. Good job by him, man. Good job by Scott Boras. Like, whatever you want to say. Never once since he's been here has Bryce said one thing that we didn't want him to say. Like, has he not hit the moment or the thing to say or whatever one time? One time? And Embiid can't get it right one time. He can't get it right one time. Like, did Embiid show the fire that Harper had in game whatever it is, game 40 of the season or whatever it is, in Colorado, down 4-0? Did Embiid show that fire at once during that whole playoff series against the Boston Celtics? One time where he was as fired up as Harper was in a freaking nothing game in Colorado? Like, it's just so clear. Like, one guy's this and one guy's that.
Yeah. And the funny part is that I don't think that's how Bryce always was. Like, I think almost in a way, Philadelphia has gotten this out of Bryce. You know, like, I mean, we all remember that's a clown question, bro. And, like, his cockiness in a way.
Yeah.
And, like, the Hunter Strickland fight.
Of course.
You know, I just, it makes me so happy that it feels like, Like, I don't remember the time. Well, I do. I think Iverson had a special relationship with the city.
Yep.
I think Dawkins did.
Yep.
I think, obviously, the 08 guys, like, beloved.
Yep.
Kelsey. But, like, Harper didn't, he wasn't drafted here. Like,
yeah.
He had to come in from the outside.
And as an enemy.
Right, as an enemy.
Right? And let's be honest.
Those Phillies teams were
they
terrible.
Were, but he came in as someone we didn't like. And now he's coming here.
Yes. And it's just, he's, him getting so comfortable here, him being a part of the city, engulfed in the city, it's gotten the best version out of Bryce Harper. Like, you know, there was a time down in Washington where it's like, does he ever get a big hit? You know, that was a narrative. Now it's like, all the guy does is, like, Saturday night.
Yeah, that was huge.
Like, it was like, bang. Friday night,
and even back here, the ninth inning hit, down 1-0, gets that hit against Toronto. Like, that was massive.
Yeah.
Started that rally, like, or tie game, you know?
And it's one of the offshoot important things of the home run in Game 6.
Yep.
Is that it gives him this confidence to be like, I am made
game
for
five.
This moment. Game 5. Whatever.
Right?
It's been a lot of
games. Yeah. It was Game 5, right?
A lot
he beat the Padres in 5.
It's Game 5.
Okay, good. I said
Game 6, and I was like,
threw
that's
me off
wrong.
That. Okay, good.
It's wrong. There's been a lot of Game 6.
A lot of too many yeah, you're right.
Well, we just had a disastrous Game 6.
Yeah, we
so
did.
That's why
sure did.
But I think that's why the home run and the bedlam at the bank, like, it solidified as, it's not lip service to say I'm built for this moment. You know what I mean? Like, the first couple years with him, he would say, I'm built for the moment. I'm built for the moment. And no, the freaking Cubs walk-off doesn't count.
No, it was, like, stop.
Like, that's what's so sad. Like, the Cubs walk-off was remembered. It's like, it's like, no, it's not.
No,
like,
it's not.
That can't be the moment of the Harper tenure.
Nope.
But, like, him getting that hit in that moment and solidifying, yes, I actually am built for this and I am a guy that rises to the moment, it is now carried over. It carried over to World Series game
three
yep. Here, where the first inning, bang.
Mm-hmm.
And it's carried over to coming back from Tommy John surgery in 150 days and automatically inserting himself right into the MVP discussion.
It's
like he's been here
absurd.
For he's plus 2,500,
he's
by the way.
He's played 10 games.
And he's already has his three home runs, or three, yeah. And he's batting 350. So it's just like, he is.
With no spring training. Like, I can't. And the pitch clock, too. Like, there's a guy, everyone's like, oh, look out for Harper, all the stuff he does before the at-bat, the batting gloves, the whole thing. Like, it's really going to take him time to get used to the pitch clock. Guess not.
Nope.
Guess not.
He's just adjusted to everything. And it's
remarkable.
Well,
it's remarkable. It's remarkable watching this guy.
He was rounding the bases. He was rounding the bases on so, all right, let me just a little backstory here. I did a video, obviously, I'm sure you saw it.
Of course.
Of holding myself accountable.
Never miss a Fritz video.
Well, it's like 6:30 in the morning. So.
It's already in my wheelhouse.
But no one missed it, apparently.
It's like deep into my day.
But yeah, so like obviously I fell asleep, which I'm disappointed in myself. You know, I pride myself in being a man that'll stay up and watch Phillies games.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not do that on Saturday. Just
it's tough.
It was out. And anyway, when I woke up Sunday morning, pre-walk with walk, I rewatched the, like, you know, last inning, and he was like rounding the bases, and it's hit me before, but it hit me again of like, we're watching maybe the second best Philly of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Schmidt will be the best.
So it's really funny that, yeah, Schmidt.
But I think we might be watching the best Philly ever.
So I had a really similar realization phrased differently in my mind as I was watching Harper, and then it kind of crystallized again in that moment where I'm watching Harper freak out and then Bead stinks on it. Like, I think there's a chance that Bryce Harper, by the end of this, will be the best player I've watched on a consistent basis in my lifetime. Like, in terms of, like, as a fan of a team, the player that I watched every week, every game, whatever it is, depending on the sport, like, I think he might be the best I've ever seen. Like, that's where this could end. Like, that's what I was thinking about as I'm watching this. Like, that's where I'm at, man. Like, that's how good this guy is and can be. I mean, that is a crazy thing to say, man.
Can I just, can I say something?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to say it. I don't know why I qualified
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that we're talking about this on May 15th,
I know.
After a fight against the Rockies, rather than when he hit the home run,
yeah,
in Bedlam at the Bank.
I know.
You
well, especially he shouldn't even be playing on May 15th.
I know.
We thought we're like June 10th. You know, we're like
the
that's
Dodgers.
Early. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It is funny.
But it is funny that this is the time that we're having this conversation.
I know. But I think it's the point you made. It's that obviously at the moment, this guy's great in the biggest moments on it. But I think coming back this year and then getting back and hitting right away, and to your point, like feeling like the most leader version of Bryce Harper we've seen, I think that really matters in the way we look at him.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking like the 2020s, you know, like Harper's gotta be the face of it.
Absolutely.
Like him and Jalen.
Yeah. Him and Jalen.
And we'll
yeah.
we'll see about Joel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, those two are out of him. It is what it is. I mean, they've made it to the championship round of their sport, man.
Well,
I mean, it is crazy.
He did win an MVP, which is the same thing as winning a championship, according to one person.
Yeah. So like let's just call it out. Our buddy Elliot Shore Parks just that may be the worst take he's had when he won the MVP. It was like basically
It's not worse than the Jokic is the same thing as Ben Simmons.
Well, that was a bad one too. Jokic is better than Embiid, so sorry. Hate to break it to you, buddy. Jokic, he won. He's better. It is what it is. We can accept it. But yeah, I mean, like that MVP and like. Can you think of something you care less about in terms of an award? Like, all we're going to think about is the end of the season. Like, no one cares, buddy. No one cares that you won the MVP. Sorry.
No, no one cares. And I'm not even an MVP guy. Like, when Bryce won it, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know? I liked it because I bet on it, and that was pretty neat.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did take him plus 2,500 on Sunday morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah.
Look, hey. I mean,
Acuna is just out of his mind.
Yeah,
right
that.
Now.
Well, that's why I wouldn't bet on it.
He's like, Acuna is, what would you guess Acuna's MVP odds are right now?
Oh, I have no idea. I guess, like, I don't know, plus 700 or something like that?
No. Plus 175.
What?
Yes.
In May?
Yes.
It sounds like a bad bet.
It's a bad bet. It's a bad bet.
Cunha's been amazing.
He's incredible.
Yeah. But you know what? Philly's only five back of the Braves.
Which is embarrassing, by the way. Again, I mentioned this last podcast. It's embarrassing of the Braves for this amazing start you've got off to that you just haven't buried the
Braves. It's unbelievable.
Hold on. Speaking of takes that have aged well.
Ooh.
Last podcast, you know, you smelled it. I mean, are you smelling it? Are you smelling it? Yeah, you are.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'll smell a little bit.
Well, listen, we avenged one demon with going out to Colorado and winning for the first time since 2012.
Unbelievable. How about that?
Which is, whatever. like, just awful. It's just awful.
It's embarrassing. It's unbelievable.
And like they
and it jives with it. It like passes the eye test.
Well,
like if you said when was the last time they went to Colorado, I'd be like, I don't know, a decade.
Well, there was moments in Friday and Saturdays when I was like, oh,
they were down.
They're obviously gonna lose.
They were down in both games.
Yeah.
Like they came back. I mean, like they were down late. You know. And so yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, and then
Bryce Harper. Yeah. Anyway, so they avenged that. With winning the series for the first time since 2012. Now they got to go to the Giants, which I feel like they don't play well either.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to be there without Reese, who like hits, I don't know, like 17 home runs a series against the Giants.
Yeah, it's like the only team. Yeah, it's guaranteed loss.
West Coast Reese was
great.
Was great.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest loss of the Reese Hoskins injury.
Yes, not even for the West Coast trip.
Correct.
That's the biggest deal.
That's 100%. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's just.
Miss Logan Webb, though, pitched last night.
Thank God.
That's huge. I mean, it matters. It
is. They're facing Alex Wood and, well, Alex Cobb's good. Alex Cobb's
he's pitching
good.
Well.
And then it's TB.
A lot of Alexes out there, huh?
Yeah.
And the Anthonys they got, too.
It's Anthony Descalfani,
yeah. A lot of A's.
But, yeah.
Play like the A's, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Although Casey Schmidt's pretty good.
I've told you, Brent Rooker, dude. That's my guy.
Well, I
love Brent Rooker.
He's an A, not a Giant.
Right, but I was talking about the A's a second ago.
I liked Casey Schmidt in the draft a couple years ago.
Did you?
So it's good to see him. Good to see him.
Really
know,
happy
figuring.
For you.
Yeah.
Really happy for you. That's
what I care about. JD Davis, too. He's gonna torch him. Anyway, but the Phillies have obviously, like, I think they weathered the storm.
Yeah, we're not going to say
No.
Something.
But if you say it, bleep it out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it. Should I say it and then bleep it out?
No.
Okay, I won't say
it. Don't want to jinx it.
But, you know, they might be. Just saying.
Well, they're playing a baseball.
Yeah.
Like well, besides the defense yesterday. But, like.
Yeah, there's some issues.
Listen,
Trey Turner.
There's going to be, yeah, I know.
Let's talk Trey Turner.
Okay.
Why don't we go right there?
Okay.
And then, well, we haven't talked any pitch. I'm getting a pitch. Not too much to say. I want to get your thoughts on how Ranger looked. But Turner still, you know, look, the Phillies have played better baseball. They're 500 right now. They're actually, as of today, a playoff team.
Nice.
If the season ended today. The third wild card, six seed Phillies as of today.
Good. That's where we like to be.
That's our spot right there, man. That's our comfy spot. But Trey Turner has still struggled. not been great. It's not been a big part of the winning so far. What's going on with Trey?
What's not going on? I don't know.
Is it just like whenever we sign a big free agent, they're just going to suck for a year, and then is that just what it is? Is that the new thing?
Do other
free agents sign places and go and play well right away? I mean, Kyle Schwarber was good right away, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he led the league in home runs.
Yeah, let's do that.
There's so many times where it just looks so feeble.
Yeah, it looks
feeble. And it's like, now he roped the ball on what, Saturday? No, it was Friday night where he ripped the double into the right field, you know, whatever. It's so much swing and miss. Like
His strikeout rate is way higher than it's ever.
And I think it was Friday. I was driving in the car, and like he swung through it, and I think Chad Durbin was like, and he looked at his bat,
like there's like a hole in it.
Yeah, because he's starting to.
Well, it is funny because some of the ones you watch, he'll swing and miss it, but it's like it doesn't look like he missed. Like I'll be like, wait a minute, dude, that isn't in the catcher's glove. Is it a foul ball? Like what just happened there?
I know. So it's baffling. I do think that a month from now, as Bryce gets more acclimated, I think Turner is going to turn it on. Like there's something about the fastballs though. Like I mean. Like his numbers against fastballs are like he's been traditionally a really good fastball hitter.
Great fastball hitter, yeah.
And like this year, he's in the blue on Baseball Savant against fastballs.
That's not good.
Like the whole career, he's been in the red against fastballs. So that's been surprising. But at the same time, and I have no idea why this happens, but Bryce got here and couldn't hit fastballs. Cassie last year.
It's weird.
Like these guys, I have no idea. I can't make it make sense. It just
because it doesn't.
These guys struggle against fastballs for no reason. Like these guys have smoked fastballs for their entire career, and then their first season as a Philly, it's like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. So, I don't know. Like, you know what the thing with Turner is? It's like, yeah, I could freak out, but like, what is that gonna get me? He's here,
yeah,
and he's not going anywhere. Yeah. So you have to just like pray that he turns it around. And I think he will. Like I refuse to believe that a guy as good as Trey Turner is just gonna be bad. So, I don't know. It's annoying. It is annoying.
Like it's more than anything, it's like enough already, right? Can we sign one of these guys? And I know Schwarber was good, but even Schwarber, like it took him till June to get going. Like it always does. Like that's just who Kyle Schwarber is. But like, can we sign a guy and have him come in here and just rake from the jump? Like, is that so crazy to think that some guy you have $300 million to could come in and be good right away?
Yeah,
come on.
And it's even like, again, big spots, like strikeout coming. Like,
yeah.
Like I might start just betting strikeouts. But and then it's like first and second one out or whatever. It's like, and it's just, he hits like a dribble and he can't beat it out. Like at least you're going to be a little dribbler.
Totally.
Like yeah, beat it
well,
out.
Well, that's what like the errors are driving me crazy. Like, you know, if you're not going to hit, like the least you can do is do the other stuff well. And that throw yesterday was like, what was that?
He's always been he's never been a great defender.
He's not great, but he's good. He's solid. He's been a solid defender.
What, did he make two errors this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, just threw the ball away on the one. I was like, what happened there?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the simple stuff.
Yeah. I honestly, I have no idea what to say. Like, I have no idea what to say about
Trey
Turner.
That's why people come here for that kind of insight and analysis.
Because it's like Turner, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos is on paper, and Schwarber, JT after that, whatever. It's like a stupid good.
Yes.
Like, stupid
yes.
good. And I need him to figure it out so that he can join the party there.
Because,
Well,
I mean, Castellanos raking.
I mean,
like,
Bryce and Cassie.
Be like Nick.
Bryce and Cassie.
Wanna be like Nick.
Yes. Like we always said. be more like Castellanos.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like how I felt with Castellanos last year, where it's like, I just feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I'm taking crazy pills watching Trey Turner right now. I don't think dropping him down will help.
No.
You have to just hope he figures it out.
Do what you've done the entire
your entire
of your
life.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it.
So hopefully June comes around. That's when like he starts really heating up. If you look at his splits. I don't know what to tell you. Hit a freaking fastball, man. And stop striking out all the time.
Stop striking
out. He did walk a couple times this weekend and got a couple 3-2 counts, which I thought was actually important.
Important.
It was like maybe the third most important thing that happened this weekend after the fight and Taiwan Walker start was that, actually fourth, because Ranger started.
Because Ranger, yeah.
But him having some 3-2 counts, I was like, wow.
Wow.
We finally are.
What a beautiful thing.
The little things. The yeah. little things. Yeah. With
good thing he's not leading off, right?
No. And Stoddy's heating back up.
Stoddy's heating back up.
Thank God.
A good weekend. All right, let's get to the pitching. You just brought it up. Let's start with Ranger, and we'll get to Taiwan in a sec. But Ranger back, you know, 4 innings, 3 runs. I thought he battled. You know, the one inning really got away from him a little bit. But, you know, I thought it, you know, it wasn't perfect. But I thought first start back, I was pretty encouraged.
Yeah. Clearly had no feel for his curveball.
Yep.
Which is something that's going to take a little bit of time here, I assume. I thought his fastball command was really, really good. Like, you are right over there.
Yeah. I'm tired all the time.
I know.
It is what it is. I wasn't going to say it. You're the one who pointed out
the joke. Well, I know, but it's like, you know, I'm trying to make a salient point about Taiwan Walker or that Ranger, and you're just yawning over there. It's like when I do public speaking and the kids start falling asleep in the first row. It's like the worst thing that's ever happened.
Ah, it's great.
I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
And he was like the biggest kid, so yeah. I could see.
You're sitting right at him.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh.
It's great. Good job by that kid.
Anyway, I was making a great career. Anyway, so I thought Ranger was fine, and he's clearly, you know, a couple starts from now he'll get back rolling and being Ranger again. Curveball command wasn't there. Curveball anything wasn't there. And I think as he gets better feel for that, he'll make all his pitches just that much better. But I was surprised at how well he's commanding his fastball. You know, like both sides of the plate, in out, whatever. He's just Ranger, man. Like he's going to be, I think with the pitch clock going to only help him.
I think he's perfect for it.
Yeah.
He wants to get the ball and just go anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always has.
He's a little like Cliff Lee.
Vibe wise, you're right. Like the vibe, from the moment he gets the ball to delivers it, he is like, and then obviously the cool under pressure stuff we've talked about. I like that.
He's just like Cliff.
Yeah. He's got a lot of Cliff.
And
seems like a sweeter fellow. Cliff, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, Ranger's the best.
That's what I mean. He seems like a joy. Yeah. Cliff never seemed like
no,
a joy.
Didn't seem like pumped to be
didn't
there.
Didn't seem like a super friendly fellow, no. But you know.
Ranger's definitely that, and slow heartbeat, all that good stuff. And yeah, it was fine for a first start back.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, it was fine. And they ended up winning the game. Taiwan.
Yeah.
Two in a row, buddy.
I know.
Two in a row.
I know. Maybe they found something here with that little splitter.
What were your thoughts?
I thought he was good. Like, I thought it was. He got really unlucky in the seventh. I mean, what was it? He struck the guy out, got to the backstop,
yep.
And then a little bleeder,
yep.
You know, that got, you know, it was the infield hit or whatever. So I thought he got really unlucky that inning, and they pulled him, which, you know, I was fine with. You know, Thompson clearly wanted to go for the strikeout there. Strom, you know, it wasn't totally his fault. He's coming into a tough situation. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I thought Taiwan Walker was really good. I thought he had good command. And just really emphasizing throwing that splitter more and more is clearly a plan that I think is going to, I mean, it's a really good pitch. I mean, it's a really good pitch, and it's something that, is hard to consistently square up if you're keeping it down. You just have to, again, he's first beginning of the season was like, Taiwan Walker disaster signing. just go be a solid 3-ish.
Yeah, a 3-ish.
That's all we asked for.
It's a 3-ish.
Pitch to a 3-5.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Pitch to a 3-5.
Look, I think it's very doable. I think it's very possible.
So, but yeah, two steps in the right direction with him and Ranger and
what about Noah?
Who knows? I don't know.
Just it was the same thing. It was
vintage.
Losing 4-0 in Colorado with Aaron Nolan, they'll just feels like right on every level. Like,
on yep. Mother's Day when no one's paying attention.
It's like the most like Aaron Nola day you could have.
Yeah, and that's why I said that last pod. I think I said that. I said that on Friday. I was like, just don't have this be a split series heading into Sunday. It's just
because you know what's going to happen here.
It has all the feelings of a disappointing Nola start. Like it just, yeah, it did. So I didn't watch much of it.
And look,
admittedly.
The offense didn't show up either. You could say that.
No.
I mean, you know.
They're ready to get out of there.
They were so ready to get out. And that's baseball, man. Like, that's just going to happen. I hate it, but it is what it is.
You take the first two, and then you're like,
you're like, you know what? We got this. We're good. Get away. Well, especially, look, they are playing on Monday, too, so they got to get out of there. They got to fly to San Francisco. They got to do that. Like, it's, you know.
Oh, what are you going to say?
Human nature, buddy.
Human nature and
they are
athletes are human. There
believe
it
or not, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. I have no, like, Noah's another one this year where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
good.
I hope he turns it around.
You're in a good spot with that.
I never fully expect him to turn around. You know,
you guys score runs, please, this year. It's gonna be a score
Our
run.
Ace is on the mound on Sunday. Score some runs.
Penn, you know, solid.
Dude.
Soto getting the save. You know, it was Kimbrel down. I thought that was nice to see.
Saturday,
he did a good job.
Saturday was very impressive from a lot of aspects.
Yeah, I thought Brogdon, huge. Bilotti was back, got out. It's like, yeah, it was good to see.
Bilotti looked like Bilotti.
Yeah, he looked like Bilotti again, you know, after getting his arm torn apart, you know, pitching every game.
Yeah.
Looked like he was, you know, rested and relaxed and looked like Bilotti. You know, it was a nice job.
Exactly. So I thought Bilotti looked good. The fact that Brogdon was able to go two innings, and
especially in that spot, like, it was a close game, and we've talked so many times about that. How many times have we talked about finding guys that are going to keep you in games or keep games tight or whatever, where it's not necessarily a lead or this or that? Brogdon was great in that spot.
I agree. And I will not trust him because he has a bad track record, but Jeff Hoffman was interesting.
Hey, Jeff Hoffman, former top prospect, Jeff Hoffman.
I know.
Former Rocky going home there.
I know. Yeah. I know. So
velocity's up for him.
It was 98. Yeah. Oof. No, this stuff.
Jeff Hoffman.
And it's so weird because the minor league numbers which suggest that he's like all over the place. But I guess with the Phillies on a big league mound, he's been really good command wise. Like Rob Thompson talked about, like, yeah, I don't know. He just throwing strikes. And then he'd go down to AAA. And it's
that's what you see all the time, guys not be able to find the strike zone. The minors come up and find the strike zone. That is a classic baseball story.
Traditionally how
yes,
it works.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, he's someone to definitely keep your eye. I mean, it's a legit 98 with a wipeout slider. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, why not? Maybe they unearth something here.
Can you imagine? A team that just finds dudes. What a thought. Andrew Bilotti, you know, like, just find dudes. To
yeah,
be a part
I was,
of your roster.
I was sad they sent down Luis Ortiz.
He was good for him. I mean, like, you know, what did he do to deserve
when we're, it? When we're doing the World Series recap and the Phillies, you know, win it this year.
Yep.
I want us to mention Luis Ortiz.
I like this.
Contribution.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to file that one
away. 2 weeks of Luis Ortiz.
Hey, let's not forget. Luis Ortiz.
Yep.
That dude mattered for us.
Much like Bailey Falter, saved the season last year.
Hey, you know what? If they win, he gets a ring. So.
Well, apparently everyone gets a ring.
That's the point.
Yep.
play 1 second for the Phillies and you get a ring.
Yep. I'm curious to see if we can find a way to get Will Toffey a ring this year.
Maybe we could. How about Mick, by the way? You see Mick freaking leading off the
homers? Well, yeah, it's like, well, I can't believe he's leading off already. Like,
what does that sense is that? They didn't even bring him up and lead him off.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're such a bad.
They are so weird. But he's been good.
He has been good. All right. Take back.
Well, I don't know. Tonight's a big start for Bailey Falter. Like,
yeah, like could be a stay in the rotation start for Bailey Falter.
Just figure it out, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you know, you're in a pitcher's ballpark. You're facing a pretty feeble lineup.
Pretty feeble lineup.
Like,
now, what if there are any analytical advantages to facing Bailey Falter, that team will be ready for them. But
oh yeah, oh Gabe. So like,
focus on this zone right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's a fastball.
And it's 91.
That's, get on top of it. You know. So just like everything's kind of rounding into form. The rotation is still a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can joke about Nolan Starr yesterday, but yet again, like,
yeah, you can't count on Aaron Nolan. You know. Yes.
Rangers back, which is great. It feels like a lot of the pieces are falling into place. Mm-hmm. The lineup's going to be good. Bryce is back. Bullpen, they actually have a bunch of weapons out there they can use, even with Alvarado being out. Kimbrel struck out 3 on Saturday, you know, or was that Friday? Anyway. But
it was Friday. Soto got the save.
Soto got the save Saturday. But like the one thing is the starting rotation, and they gave Falter a couple extra days here because they thought maybe it could lead to an uptick on his fastball. I don't even know what that means. Like he goes to 93, 94 instead of 91 because it's whatever.
Maybe.
Sure.
Probably not.
Whatever works.
Wouldn't bet on it.
Whatever works. But like, come on, man. Like the starters have to start pulling their weight around here.
I agree.
They got to start pulling their weight because it's frustrating because you look at every aspect of this team, and it's like they could be really freaking good. Like this, it's not even just like third wild card good. Like that lineup, if they ever get on the same page, and like, you know, by the way, Friday night, the first 5 innings being played in 45 minutes
was unbelievable,
absurd.
The game was flying by. Dude. It was unbelievable.
But like you see the makings of what this team could be, and the only way to me that they don't reach is if the lineup doesn't, or the starting staff doesn't do their job. So they need Bailey Falter to come out and just do something. Just don't Don't give us 4 innings, 5 runs.
I'm with you, dude. I'm with
Come
you.
Come on,
man.
Bailey. It's time. Wheeler versus Cobb is gonna be a fun like pitching matchup. You know,
yeah, you're gonna nerd out.
Well, I love watching Alex Cobb.
He's been good.
By the way, all of a sudden throwing 95 again.
He's been very good, Cobb.
Yeah. So you know, Zach Wheeler. I thought his last start against against the Blue Jays was the best of the year.
But easily, yeah. I think it was better than the Houston one.
It's time to
make that a thing.
Get on a roll.
Should be like 6 of those in a row.
Right. And that's traditionally what he's been.
Yeah, no.
Here.
Yeah.
He's just like bang, there's 7 innings, yeah. 2 runs from
Zach.
They
desperately need it from him.
Yes. So, and it's a pitcher's ballpark. It's a T that traded him away. Dude, I can't
I forgot about that. Oh my god, I forgot. Was that Beltran?
Beltran.
Wow. I totally forgot about that.
It is unbelievable how like young Zach Wheeler still is, ish.
Considering how long we've been talking about.
Considering that Beltran trade was like 2011.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, actually, you're right. Like, that's a great call by
you. The Beltran trade was so long ago.
Yeah. Wow. That's good work by you.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, Beltran, good player.
He's a really good player. Beltran. He's a borderline Hall of Famer.
I know. Yeah. And then Tom Walker in the closeout game. So. Not bad. But yeah, this is like kind of, you know, we talked about the last stretch. Astros, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Red Sox is like tough stretch.
Yeah, this is a better stretch.
Get rightable.
Yeah. So you know? Rockies, Giants,
D-backs,
and then
it's Cubs.
Someone else than D-backs. That's why 3 rounds. Cubs, D-backs, and then it gets tougher again. But this stretch right now is good.
Go time.
Yeah, the Cubs are bad. The Giants are bad. The Diamondbacks have played well, but they're not a great team. Like, you can certainly handle that.
Well, and it's
here. It's at home. So
if it was at
Arizona, I'd just chalk it up as a loss. Now, to be fair, we would have chalked Colorado up as a loss 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. This team's different, Jack.
Oh, don't use that word.
That's what Elliot kept telling us about the Sixers. This team's different. Guess what, pal? Wasn't different.
Are you over it?
I'm over it. I don't think Elliot is, though.
And when they play the D-backs, we can just make sure Christian Walker stays, you know, like.
Oh yeah, keep
don't
him
let
here.
Him go.
Don't let him. Yes,
come on home.
Good play. He's been raking,
dude.
Too.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this is like a stretch where it's one of those pockets of the season where okay, now get like 5 games over 500. Yeah. Like you did your thing, you got back to 500, you got over 500.
Yeah, let's get there and just stay and like be one of the big boys.
Yeah,
all right, be the team that we expected to see from the start of the season. Do it now.
Yes.
Look, it's way ahead of schedule from last season.
Right.
You waited until June 1st to get rolling last year, June 2nd or whatever, to get rolling last year.
That sucked, by the way.
It sucked. It sucked.
The Mets series with the walk-off was one of the many breaking points for me of last year. I've only had a couple breaking points this year. I'm proud of myself.
You've been great, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I usually break down
good.
More quicker.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like they've been bad, but they've like – It hasn't felt rock bottom-y like it did, like when Girardi got fired or whatever. You know, like at no point, like we've been annoyed and we've been concerned, especially because of injuries early and stuff. And the 1-5 start sucked. But at no point have I actually been truly concerned about this team yet.
No,
which is nice.
Good, proud
it's
of
different.
You. Proud of you. So yeah,
different.
It's get right time.
It's get right time.
Get
I like
right.
that. It's get right time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All right. You got anything else?
Well, West Coast Phils are back.
Oh, buddy, tell me about it. Your boy is not looking
West
forward to West
Coast Phils are back.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know.
I'm going to go nap. I'm going to go have a nap now.
You
That's
should
my
nap.
Plan. Yeah.
You should nap.
I have to. Are you kidding me? I can't watch a West Coast game and not have napped before. Sadly, that's my life now, Jack.
I know. You sound really old.
I am old.
I know you are.
I feel old.
But extra old.
Thanks, buddy.
So West Coast Phils. Just don't embarrass us.
Don't embarrass us. Are you going to keep walk up to watch games with you?
Yeah,
late night we walk?
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully.
Got you. First West Coast trip.
Second.
Yeah, first one didn't go well, actually.
No, I know. The worst part about staying up for West Coast games is obviously like, it's like 12:30. Well, thank God for the pitch clock. But
yes.
It's like 12:30 at night if they lose.
Oh, it's the worst.
Hey, it's like, I'll stay up for a win.
Obviously.
All day.
Of course.
Loss?
It's the worst.
Tough.
It is the worst feeling. And then you're like, oh, man, and I stayed up, and now I got to go to freaking work in a few hours. Well, you don't. I do.
Okay.
God, you know what? There's nothing worse than staying up for a loss and then saying, oh, got to be at work in a few hours.
Yep.
It sounds awesome.
Yep.
Buddy. All right.
It'll
I thought up. I had something else, but I don't.
Nice.
I just went to my notes. Let me look. Shout out to Miller Lite.
Always.
That's love Miller Lite. Miller Lite's the best, presented by Miller Lite. We will have some events coming up over the course of the season, obviously, so keep an eye out for that. That's going to be awesome. That's all I got.
Nice.
I thought I had more.
Well, shout out to the Sixers for ruining Mother's Day. And
hey, anyone who's a Sixers fan, like, and you're not a Phillies fan for any reason, come watch a real team.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, come watch a team that does not let you down every year, at least as of the last year. Okay,
sure. Now the Phillies was born out of incompetency, and they definitely did not.
The, you know,
they definitely didn't choke in September multiple years. You know, I mean, listen, at least the Phillies avenged that, even though they.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they did choke last September.
It's all in the past. It's all in the past.
They choked last September.
Yeah, they choked last October too. But whatever.
Ooh,
I mean, they were up 3-2 in the World Series.
No, that was November.
Not November. You're right. Technically,
October was great.
October was great. October was a beautiful time.
This year, though. Oh, I'll bleep that. No, you got to bleep it.
Yes!
No, you
got
to bleep it.
We got there.
You
got
to bleep it.
I'll bleep it. All right. Until next time. He's for himself.